This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan denied reports that between 5,000 and 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran. Referring to a Reuters report with a figure of 5,000 and an AP report with a figure of up to 10,000, Shanahan said both are inaccurate. VOA had reported that Shanahan and the top U.S. military officer, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, would provide the president with a wide range of options Thursday in response to rising tensions in the Middle East, including possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the region. Shanahan confirmed this ahead of his presidential briefing at the White House, telling reporters he was considering deploying more U.S. forces. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has suggested an intervention by President Trump's family or staff after Wednesday's White House meeting blew up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Pelosi is openly questioning the president's fitness for office and says she's concerned for his well-being, a day after he said he will not work with Democrats while they investigate him.
Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know.
At one point during a news conference, she joked about the 25th Amendment, the constitutional path for replacing a president. She says the White House is crying out for impeachment proceedings, suggesting that would help the president politically. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi should know better.
I think that's irresponsible of the speaker to even say.
Both sides are getting more personal in their attacks as Congress prepared to leave for a Memorial Day break. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration Thursday said a surge of migrant arrivals at America's southern border continues to accelerate, with more than 300,000 mostly Central American undocumented immigrants apprehended or requesting asylum so far in the current fiscal year, which began last October. This is VOA News. As the trade war continues with China, U.S. President Trump announced aid to help mitigate the losses farmers have suffered as a result.
This support for farmers will be paid for by the billions of dollars our Treasury takes in. We'll be taking in, depending on what period of time we're talking, many billions of dollars, far more than the $16 billion that we're talking about.
Flanked by potato growers, ranchers, and dairymen in the White House, Mr. Trump said Thursday the aid will help keep the cherished farms thriving and make clear that no country has a veto on America's economic and national security. Mr. Trump added that trade has been very unfair to the farmers who he says support him politically. This is the second moment.